राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद राधे.
This is verse 214 from Sri Sri Radharasa Sudhanidhi. When will I forget everything else?
Se čuje od tvog glasa, je zlato. Samo trenutak, just a second, maybe Radha Charan needs translation. It's not set for the Russian devotees.
Is my sound any better?
Yeah, it's good. I think.
Echo is coming?
But now I have an echo.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we are reading Sri Sri Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, verse number 214. When will I forget everything else while mentally serving that heroine which is expert in all the arts of lovemaking, who is seen on the lovely forest path of Sri Vrindavana, and who has deep, passionate feelings, accepting a very sweet and devoted mood in my heart? I will dwell in a kunja on the bank of the Yamuna that is filled with an abundance of the fresh nectar of love rasa that flows from Sri Radhika's lotus feet. When will I forget everything else while mentally serving that heroine who is expert in all the arts of lovemaking, who is seen on the lovely forest path of Sri Vrindavana, and who has deep, passionate feelings, accepting a very sweet and devoted mood in my heart?
Sorry, we don't hear you, Rasamayi.
Yeah, no? So sorry, my sound is breaking.
Yeah. Now it's okay. Now we hear you.
I'm sorry, my dears. Accepting a very sweet and devoted mood in my heart, I will dwell in a kunja on the bank of the Yamuna that is filled with an abundance of the fresh nectar of love rasa that flows from Sri Radhika's lotus feet. Raga Anuga practice is of two kinds. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22. There are two kinds of practice, external and internal. Externally, by hearing and chanting in one's external material body, and internally, mentally, by thinking of one's own sthita deha, spiritual body, in which one serves Radha and Krishna in Vraja, day and night. Although smaranam, or remembrance of Radha Mohana's pastimes and one's own service therein, is the main limb of Raganuga Bhakti, still the external practice of hearing and chanting should not be neglected. The external practice of hearing and chanting nourishes the internal remembrance of the desired service, and the internal remembrance also nourishes the external practice of hearing and chanting. An effort to give up hearing and chanting untimely and only to continue the mental service will not be successful. Rather, the mind will gradually dry up and become contaminated by sensual thoughts. Both external and internal practice must be done, therefore.
Radhe Radhe. So we can see here how Baba is giving very nice introduction in the on his commentary, and he's giving us instructions how to properly practice Raga Nuga Bhakti. So we can go again from the beginning, and please Rasamayi, read slowly, and Gurudev and devotees, I will try to say something about it.
Raga Anuga practice is of two kinds, external and internal.
Got it. So we can see here how Raga Anuga Bhakti has these two kinds of devotional service, external and internal. And we know that in Vaidhi Bhakti, there is only external devotional service. In Vaidhi Bhakti, we devotees are practicing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and all limbs of Navada Bhakti, nine limbs of Bhakti, but they are not focused on relationship, and Vaidhi Bhakti is not focused on his own spiritual identity. But in Raga Nuga Bhakti, we hear here how important is this interaction between external and internal practicing. And this interaction is nourishing each other. Even devotees who already attain siddhi, perfection, still they're practicing external devotional life, like hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on. But the way how they are doing is very much attached to their spiritual identity. And whatever they are doing on external platform, deep in their mind, in their heart, in their consciousness, they are aware about their spiritual identity and spiritual relationship with beloved Ishtadev. So this is the checking point for each devotee who wants to practice Raga Nuga Bhakti, who feels eagerness for Raga Nuga Bhakti, that whatever he is doing in his life, he always be aware in his mind, in his heart, about his spiritual relationship and spiritual identity. If this aspect, inner aspect of practicing is lacking in the life of devotee, or it's not so strongly established, then it can happen that devotee is practicing only externally with his body and will not be able to enter deeply in the levels of loving relationship with Ishtadev, but also in loving relationship with other devotees, pure devotees. And Anantadas Babaji, in his commentary here in this paragraph, is very clearly is trying to help us. And Gurudev many, many times were talking, and it's very important to talk so that each of one of us is always checking himself inside about these two kind of practices, external, but also internal. Baba is now continuing to explain more detail.
externally by hearing and chanting in one's external material body, and internally, mentally, by thinking of one's own Siddha Deha, spiritual body, in which one serves Radha and Krishna in Braja, day and night.
So how devotee can serve Radha and Krishna day and night in Braja? Only through his spiritual body, Siddha Deha. Radhika and Krishna, they already have a spiritual body. They don't have any other body. So only way how we can be in real Vrindavan, spiritual Vrindavan, not Vrindavan which we see with our materialistic senses. And the only way how we can be close to Radhika and her Mohan is to accept the spiritual body and by practice develop this Bhava Deh or this Swarupa, spiritual body. Because only someone who has a spiritual senses, spiritual existence, spiritual identity can approach to person who is already spiritual. And for that, we need strong established relationship, in which relationship I want to be, like here, Prabhudananda Saraswati establishing his relationship with Radhika and say, I want that I'm always so close with Radhika in my spiritual body. But what he's doing externally with his materialistic body, he's offering prayers to Radhika and he's praying that he becomes more absorbed in his spiritual body. So he's using sadaka vesh by offering humble, loving prayers to Radhika to give him a kripa to always be absorbed in his spiritual body. So he's using materialistic body like a tool to attain a goal, like an instrument. And if we see the beginning of the words, he is praying, when I will forget everything else while mentally serving the heroine Radhika. I want to forget my bodily consciousness, bodily way of thinking. And not only that I just want to forget it, but I want to fix my mind in my Radhika. Because maybe we can receive the mercy to forget the past and forget the materialistic way of life. But what is the use of this kind of forgetfulness if we not direct our mind and senses to Srimati Radharani? So Prabhudananda Saraswati is praying to Srimati Radhika, I want to forget everything because I want to practice mental service on you. And this means I want to practice in my mind to serve you because I have this body, but I accept the position that I am your maidservant. So this is my sadhana. Externally, I will listen every subject which is about you, my dear Radhe. Nothing else anymore. Externally, I want to speak only about you, my Radhe. Nothing else. And internally, I always want to think about you and your loving pastimes. Internally. Outside, I will listen just this subject. But internally, I will serve you through my spiritual body. And for this, our Gurudev and other acharyas, so many times is saying, yes, this is the explanations, but we have to practice this. And when we forget it, then, okay, come back again on the same path. Never forget that this Raganuga, depends on internal and external interaction of spiritual life. Please listen. If some devotees, Gurudev wants to. Now is coming, very important thing.
Although smarana, or remembrance of Radha Mohana's pastime and one's own service therein, is the main limb of Raganuga Bhakti, still the external practice of hearing and chanting should not be neglected.
This is so valuable instruction, because maybe sometimes we can think it's enough that I always practice smarana. But which kind of smarana I will practice, where I will direct my mind if I don't listen about the pastimes of Srimati Radhika from those who are already there and serving her. And Baba is giving here this warning and also instruction. Although the main limb of Raganuga Bhakti is smarana, because smarana is charged with feelings, inner feelings, then it's real smarana. When you love someone, when you are attached with someone, then we are thinking on that person with feelings. But Baba is saying, but still, the practicing of hearing and chanting should not be neglected. Not hearing and chanting should not be neglected in the way that we are doing in a mechanical way, formal way. But also this kind of hearing has to help devotees that the subject about he is listening penetrate deeply in his heart, not to go in another ear. Because listening and hearing, maybe in dictionary is the same translation, but devotees understand the differences. Listening something can be superficial, only outside. But really hearing something, it means that process of listening is practice, but the subject is going directly to the heart. And this is the hearing. And hearing means feeling, because without feeling, there is no hearing, only listening. And when someone really hears something and feel, then he is able to be, to go in action, to do something, because he is inspired inside and his heart is trembling. He cannot be peaceful. And because of this hearing, beautiful smarana, remembrance, is blooming in his heart. This is the process. And we should try to beg for the mercy to properly practice this process. Exact, without our own improvisations. And Baba is saying here, hearing, chanting cannot be neglected. There must be some spontaneous effort to do this. And for example, these Zoom Sanghas are very nice opportunity for all of us to practice this sadhana, hearing, reading, talking, but with full heart and absorbed mind as much as we can. Then Baba is going in the next sentence. Please, Rasamai.
The external practice of hearing and chanting nourishes the internal remembrance of the desired service. And the internal remembrance also nourishes the external practice of hearing and chanting.
So this is the beautiful interaction between external and eternal practicing. They are depending on each other. They are nourishing each other. They are making intense each other. External practice of hearing nourishes internal remembrance. So we are using our ears by listening and hearing. Then starts remembrance. When we hear something, it means that we accepted that. When we don't accept something, so many things we can listen. But if we are not accepting that, they are passing in one ear, coming in one ear and passing through the another ear. Because we are not interesting and we don't want to accept. But if listening becomes hearing, then proper remembrance is appearing in the heart and in the mind, citta. And then this kind of nice remembrance, not all remembrance, but nice, deep, sensitive remembrance, intense remembrance, will bring the taste and relishing the devotee wants to hear more and more and more. Again, about subject which his heart is relishing. So this is the interaction and this process which we have to practice to master it. And with the humble hearing and humble remembering, we will purify our heart. We'll prepare our heart to receive Kripa. And the more loving remembrance is present in the heart, and the more loving hearing is relishing through the cups of the ears, the heart is more preparing for receiving. And this is not just the words. We should have experience of that. As Gurudev said, you need realization. So Baba is helping, and all acharyas, he is speaking the instruction from all acharyas, how to deal this process. Don't neglecting external hearing and practicing external things, but always aware of your internal position.
An effort to give up hearing and chanting untimely, and only to continue the mental service, will not be successful.
Again, please.
Yes. An effort to give up hearing and chanting untimely, and only to continue the mental service, will not be successful. Rather, the mind will gradually dry up and become...
You see what is happening? The mind will dry up without hearing. It's amazing. Because this hearing is transcendental process. And the words, what we are listening, are transcendental words. And because of that, they are nourishing the soul. They are nourishing the spiritual identity. They are nourishing the spiritual relationship. Because these words has a potency. Golden words, Maha Vanis. They are nourishing the soul and also strengthening the mind. And what does it mean to strengthen the mind? To make him one-pointed. When mind is one-pointed, then he's strong. Not stubborn. Strong and stubborn is not the same point. But when the mind is drowned in smarana, in bhajan, remembering the pastimes of beloved Radhika, he is becoming more one-pointed. And the more one-pointed is, he is thirsty for listening and hearing more and more glorification about his beloved Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, without hearing, the mind gradually will dry up. Mind, it means also heart. Heart will dry up. Then
the mind will gradually dry up and become contaminated by sensual thoughts.
This is the result. It starts with dryness in the mind and heart, but some activities always has to be. And which kind of activities devotee whose mind and heart are dried up can perform? Sensual activities again. So Baba here in this paragraph is giving so valuable instructions which we need to apply in our daily life. And he is concluding this paragraph with last sentence.
Both external and internal practice must be done, therefore.
So what we should do? Accept. Like Gurudev say, assign. I agree with this treatment which perfect doctor is giving to me. He is giving medicine and he is giving the way how to use this medicine. And I have full faith in my doctor. I have full faith in his diagnosis. And I have full faith in prescription of medicine and treatment, which I have to put little effort to do it with full faith. We need faith that we can follow this and that this is the truth, the path which will bring us to the goal. Otherwise, we can talk and talk and talk and think and think and think and remember, but if we don't have a faith, it means that we cannot properly follow Gurudev, Acharyas, Rasik, pure devotees. We cannot follow them externally, and it means that we are not properly followed internally. But if we just accept this, humbly surrender to this instruction, maybe if we do some 10%, 15% of that, we will feel some nectar, which will inspire us for maybe to make 20% or maybe more and more and more. And these words from Chaitanya Charitamrita is so important. Please, Rasami, if you, again, from the beginning of commentary.
Baya Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.
156 and 157. It's not written here, but I found, I researched and I found because I want to know exactly when someone is asking me for myself. 156 and 157.
There are two kinds of practice, external and internal. Externally, by hearing and chanting in one's external material body, and internally, mentally, by thinking of one's own Siddha Deha, spiritual body, in which one serves Radha Krishna in Vraja, day and night.
Mone nija Siddha Deha, Koriya Bhavana. Mone, mana, mone, mind, has to be absorbed in remembering of my Siddha Deha, while simultaneously in the same time, I'm listening the subject about I want to meditate and mentally serve. So, and this here is Kore Vraje Krishnera Sevana or Kore Vraje Radha Mohan Sevana, like Rasamayi very cleverly read it. It means that we should follow the mood of those who already have a bhava, who already in this position in service. So Vraja Lokanu Sarata Raghunath Rupa Goswami is saying Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And our acharyas many times says, without following those who already perfect mood, perfect bhav, it's not possible to properly practice smaran. We cannot practice smaran remembrance independently. I ed Radhika. No. Radha dasi, anu dasi, anu dasi, anu. Vraja lokanu sarata. I'm following these ragatmika devotees, eternally perfect devotees. I follow all this parampara, the same mood of devotees who are already attained perfection. And in that way, I'm practicing my remembrance. Because in that remembrance, it's not ordinary remembrance. In that remembrance is infused bhav. What is the use of remembrance if there is no feelings, spiritual feelings and bhav, which I hankering? But through them, through this chain of parampara, disciplic succession. So it means that each of them were following his superior. Disciplic means following superior. Disciplic succession. And it will bring success. And this kind of remembrance and smaran is what our acharyas are giving advice to us to follow. And always check, am I following properly or not? When I forgot, then remember again. It took a long time, I'm sorry. And maybe Gurudev, it will be very nice if you can help us more, or Jayananda Ji.
So we will make the interviews for now. And
please come, please join us.
Yes.
So, can I little talk?
Yes, yes.
So Gauranga Sundara Prabhu talking so sweetly and nicely explained. And I was reading Virapak Sumanjari Anandas Babaji Maharaj. And he's saying, hearing Virapak Sumanjari, if we hear continuously, then this hearing, that hearing wake us our Swarupa. So he's saying, especially this Virapak Sumanjari, he's saying not one place, a few places. So I'm thinking, why that? Because Gurudev give us so nice this internal sangha and different devotee sharing. Generally speaking, if say Gauranga Sundara Prabhu staying Croatia, maybe only Croatian devotee could take benefit from his words. Not for us, generally speaking, because he's staying in Croatia most of the time. But today, Damodara Prabhu give us some sharing. So only Russian devotee could taste his realization. Or, Suniti Didi, or Gora Sundara, they are only German devotee. So, but if we hear from each other very advanced devotee, experienced devotee, then this inspiration also come through their words or through this Gurudev's words, Gurudev's Baba's words, or Raghunath Das Baba's, Raghunath Das Goswami's words. So hearing continuously, especially Virapak Sumanjari Radharasa Sudhanidhi, that feeling of Anandas Babaji Maharaj, or feeling of Raghunandas Babaji Maharaj, or feeling of our Gurudevs infuse us. And also, Gurudevs from beginning, I think I'm hearing Gurudev 2013, since 2013 in my case. He's always saying, try to meditate in this pastime today, all day long. At that time, I was kind of, information collector. I was thinking, why not one pastime? Why not two, three, four? I was thinking like this. And at that time, Gurudev was stressing, read slowly. at that time, I was thinking, you know, better to read first, you know, better to, you know, a few sentences or, you know, or half page, better we, you know, we should read one page, two page, why not? Before I was thinking like this. But slowly, slowly, I understood. Because to digest and to meditate one point, we need just one attention. Each day, one verse. Then, and then every day listening, every day talking. Like today, Gauranga Sundara Ji has to talk. One sense, forcefully talk. Because in his tune. But this talking, he also inspire. We also inspire. And hearing, after hearing, and we meditate, then that meditation become more, what do you say, more clear, more vivid. And our, you know, my mind is very dull, honestly. But slowly, slowly, this is stay in our heart, stay in my mind. So, and we, after hearing, we must think about our swarup, our real identity. Then day by day, or hour after hour, because today we have, you know, three class, Russian class, and morning class. You know, sometimes three class, sometimes four class. Sometimes one class, two class, but you know, sometimes four class. So then that kind of remembrance become very intense. So therefore, Baba's words actually slowly, slowly I could understand. Yeah, true. Hearing, Virakus Manjari, then Swarupa will manifest. So I believe this Mahabani. We should believe this Mahabani. We should believe Gurudev's words. Gurudev's words is Mahabani. If we believe, the hope is coming. If hope is coming, then love is coming. Then we can enter Radha Mohan's pastime. That's my feeling. Radha, Radha.
Thank you.
I feel the same.
Please.
I have the same feeling.
Wow. Fantastic.
So Jayanandaji is making a point actually, how to read and how to listen, not going fast, page after page, 100 pages. I read in 1 hour 100 pages. So what is the use of this kind of reading? It's also what is the use of this kind of hearing? We should put 1-2 points in our heart, because it's not possible to remember everything. Because whatever we are listening, we have to meditate, like Jayanandaji said. And this is possible only if we are put 1 point, stop our mind loitering around, and try to go deep in the meaning of these words, even one word. And I think that we are so fortunate that we have such a Gurudev who is, with his own explaining, is showing us the way how to do that. He can give the lectures and lectures on only one word. I think that many of us has experience of that. Only one name of Radhika. Why? Because he is going deeply, 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 and the things are appearing in his heart, and we are so lucky that he is spitting through his mouth this nectar. And the first, you can see the beginning of the line of these words is giving a very nice hint how to do this meditation in details. Not general things, in details. And Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, when I will forget everything else, stop. When will I forget everything else? The question is arising, do I want to forget everything? This is the first thing. If I don't want to forget everything else, then there is no any meaning of other part of sentence. So this is our own endeavor, homework, and sadhana. Do I really want to forget everything else? And why I don't want to forget, or why I want to forget? This is inner practice, discussion with the mind. This is mana shiksha also. It's not Raghunath's mana shiksha, but the words, verses from mana shiksha is actually directing devotees to ask he has to ask himself the questions. Do I really want to forget material world? Do I really want to forget my materialistic experiences? Or still, I want to remember it? Because my identity is confirmed through this remembrance. So many people are talking about past. Why? Because this is the way how they confirm their identity. And then he is saying, I want to forget everything else while mentally serving the Radhika, the heroine. And he is starting to describe this beautiful personality on which he wants to meditate and to engage mental service. Who is she? So this is the way how we can know Radhika better. Who is she? Expert in all arts of love making. Radhika is expert. There is no other gopi and sakhi who can be such expert in the arts of love making. And not only in one art, in all arts of love making. Then he is explaining another quality of Srimati Radhika, who is seen in lovely forest paths of Sri Vrindavan. She is wandering through this beautiful, natural Vrindavan in always looking forward how to meet the Krishna, sometimes to escape from him for his pleasure and again meet him. And then he is explaining, Prabhupada in the same sentence explaining with which mood she is wandering through the lovely forest paths of Vrindavana, in deep, passionate feelings, with anurag. This is the quality of our Swamini, that she is always passionate in her feelings. And Prabhupada Saraswati wants to forget everything else because he wants to meditate and absorb his mind and heart in this lovely personality of Srimati Radhika, who has a passionate, deep passionate, not passionate superficially, outside, external only, deep passionate feelings. Stop. That's enough. That's enough. Like Gurudev is saying, you can meditate with closed eyes on this scene, or you can meditate with open eyes with this scene. You can, but do you want? Do you want to forget everything else? Do you want to serve mentally Radhika, my dear? Do you want to see her in loving forest paths? And do you want to see, hear, feel, touch her passionate Mahabhava form? And in next sentence, he's saying, accepting very sweet and devoted mood in my heart. I need to accept Manjari Bhav, which is very sweet and devoted mood in my heart. Why I cannot accept it? Which kind of blockages I have? Please, I need help to remove these blockages, which usually comes from false ego, shortly to say. We can elaborate these blockages, but all they are concentrated in just one blockage of false ego. So accepting a very sweet, devoted mood in my heart, I will dwell in the kunja on the bank of Yamuna. This is the way how I want to meditate on my presence in Vrindavan, in my wandering around Vrindavan, in my coming in Vrindavana and never leaving Vrindavan, because I have to accept the mood, proper mood, for living in Vrindavan. And he is saying, I want to dwell in a kunja on the bank of Yamuna that is filled with abundance of fresh nectar of love rasa that flows from Sri Radhika's lotus feet. Lotus feet are the shelter of Krishna. Lotus feet of Srimati Radharani are shelter of her maidservants. Krishna is taking the shelter of these lotus feet because they are fresh nectar of love rasa. And he is always hankering for fresh nectar. Sorry, not nectar which is old, stinky nectar. Nectar cannot be stinky. It's always fresh because it's giving him, giving him abundance of pleasure. And Manjaris are also taking this shelter of Radhika's lotus feet and receiving from her this fresh nectar of love of Srimati Radhika. Stop. That's it. We have to flow in the words of Mahavan, Mahajanas, because they are relishing and we have opportunity to taste drops. And these drops are actually not only drops, they are oceans.
What a wonderful mental service Sripada aspires for in this verse. It is a brilliant example for all practitioners of Raganuga Bhakti, an ever fresh abundance of Prema Rasa streams from Radhika's lotus feet into the kunja on the bank of the Yamuna, where Sripada serves Sri Radha Mohana. Although Radha and Mohana eternally play their transcendental pastimes in sweet Vrindavan Dham, this is not visible to the eyes of the ordinary man. The word Mahodhara, very generous in the text, means that pure love which is free from any kind of desire for personal sense gratification. A person who serves Radha and Mohana with such pure love will gradually become purified and become aware of his Siddha Swarupa, his actual eternal transcendental identity. Sripada says, when will I forget everything while accepting this sweet Mahodhara mood and mentally serve that jewel of grave yet passionate heroine that is so expert in the arts of love. Although she is as grave as millions of oceans, Srimati passionately goes out to meet Mohana in the kunja on the bank of the Yamuna, followed by her maid servant. Passionately, Srimati looks all around, thinking, where is my Prananad? Beautifying the whole of Vrindavana with her glances. When Madhusudana, the Rasika Krishna bee, catches Nagari Mani's bodily fragrance, he becomes attracted to her and approaches her on the forest path. But grave Radhika shows signs of opposition. She gives great relish to her hero by showing this opposition, because that simply increases his amorous eagerness. The whole Kuncha is inundated by the flood of Sri Radhika's prema rasa as she gives indescribable ecstasy to her lover with her artful lovemaking. Sri Pada thinks to himself,
Como? Oh.
Sri Pada thinks to himself, when will I be so fortunate that I can mentally serve that sweet romantic couple in the bushes on the bank of the Yamuna? Thus ends the verse 214.
Yes, Sripad is praying to practice Raga Nuga Sadhana Bhakti in the mood of Manjari Bhav. When I will mentally serve, he even didn't say, I want visions, I want direct darshan. I just want that my mind and heart be always absorbed in this thinking and feeling of my beloved Srimati Radhika. So this is the humbleness of such sublime person who is saying, like ordinary person or devotee, I don't want to think about anything else. I need mercy for that because I want to think only how I serve mentally in my mind. Manenija Siddhadeha. In my mind, how I am serving in my spiritual identity, my beloved Srimati Radhika. This is my prayer. And if something happened regarding this, then it's okay. But at least I want to serve mentally. Because through mental service, I have a faith that I will have direct association with my Radhika. By imagining, visualizing my spiritual identity like her maidservant, I have a faith, nishtha, that with my guru, Manjari, I am always with my beloved Swami. So this is my prayer. And this is also my prayer. Radhe, Radhe.
When you have that point, Prabhu, you pray for be in that mood, in that service, right? As I understood.
Yes.
And when this visualization will happen, you will be very happy.
Yes. But still in my mind, when I'm more absorbed in my visualization, I want that I feel that I'm there.
Well, this we can make for transportation. You want to be there?
I don't know. I don't know.
But because the spirit, you want to be there with your consciousness.
Consciousness of the spiritual identity. It means consciousness.
And you want to be there.
Yes. This is my aspiration.
And when you will be there, you will be fine, not problem. If you want to be there, I will find a way to be there. You will find, as you say now, because we can, many words, you said that you want to be there with the spiritual consciousness. So what's the point? What's the problem not to be there? What will be your personal goal to be there through your guru?
It's a problem. My materialistic consciousness, my embodiment, that I am this body,
Prabhu, is a big
my
block.
Problem. This is, yes, I have a big block. So I am praying and trying
so block
to receive
like a cement.
Mercy.
How can it be possible? No, no. For me, no. I'm crazy or you crazy, Prabhu? No. Let me understand.
I'm crazy for sure. Yeah.
But me too, also, to not understand you. You are an associate. Well, you want to be in love or with who? With I don't understand. It's our family. That everybody's going that direction. So follow us, no problem. Please block it by your physical position. What is the problem? You want me to come to visit you? I always block. Or you want to come to stay with me sometimes? I block very easily. You block. I'm an engineer. I study engineer mechanics. And now I engineer my spirits through all my associates. Guru, parampara. Prabhu, come on. I don't understand. You confused.
I need your blessing. Yes,
I'm confused. Oh, you confused.
I need your blessings.
No, my blessing is there. I said I can come visit you. Maybe some physical contact. You see me and maybe the block can change. I don't know. Tell me. Or you come to Vrindavan. Gurudev is here. It's beautiful. Radhamon is here. All the thing is here.
His goal is to meditate.
Radha Mohan. But Radha Mohan, he wants to be, he's going to visit him. Here we go.
Service. Mental service.
But Lord, everything is mental, mental Lord, now. Service. We are doing a mental service, like a Zoom. So what he said is no problem. We go and visit him. Like Radha Mohan wants, if he doesn't want, we go.
In a kind of meditation.
We can meditate.
Inner
practice. Yeah, I understood. If what you meditate? In the service? As a manjari, as a kinnari, as a gopi. It's good. But you have to move daily by day.
Yes.
In that mood.
Yes, sure.
So I think that he speaks perfect. I love how he speaks. I was fascinated by speaking.
Yes, yes.
But his block, he said. What is your block? Okay. So what is the... Can I do something for him? I don't know. Or he can do for him. For me, I seem very happy. He looks like when he speaks, maybe some moves. But you understand what I mean?
So, like, you know, so we want to meditate internally. You know, so just to... I think, you know, Gauranga Sundara Prabhu say, just we want to meditate. But humbly he said, my ego is broken, my bodily conscience is broken, he's saying,
I would be suffering now.
No, he's humbly.
Much loving that he had to
get
that goal. That he's meditated, as he said, beautiful.
Yes, beautiful.
Why was his block?
Because of humbleness. Even Ananda's was
like a metaphor.
Yeah, because you know humbleness. We say, you know,
shall we say that he's so proud of love of Swamini that this humbleness come.
Yes, because, this humbleness.
So humbleness, yes. Loving for Swamini, and yes. Being that pastime.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Into his humbleness way.
Yes, so this is humbleness.
Yeah, but no, because he said they have a block, yeah, ego, there. So.
And because of humbleness.
Metaphor.
Yes.
Excuse me, what is your background, sir?
I think that this
you study, what is your background?
We can little bit stop here because time is already. And I'm coming in Vrindavan soon, so we can share our embraces.
Yes, my dear.
We can share our embraces and our
talking. Yeah, of course.
So it will be very nice. But devotees from different parts of the world
have different moods. Yes.
I am sorry that I made disturbances.
Sorry, man.
For my for my arrogance, but what should I do? Who am I? Please forgive me.
You see, Radhika is so beautiful. Radhika is beautiful. My dear, so serious also.
Thank you, Rasamayi. For your nice reading.
No many lessons, I remember.
Thank you, Bayaji.
Thank you.
Maybe months.
And thank you, translators, because we should always understand that because without translators, so many devotees will not be able to go in this kind of deep subjects. And our beloved Gurudev, who is from the back, is giving us and nourishing us, giving support to us. Radhe, Radhe. Gurudev.
Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Baba. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Jai.
Jai Janandaji.
Jai, thank you very much.
Radhe, Radhe. I want to come to see Croatia. I would like to speak like this from Paris. If they understand, they understand.
Ay, soy su media.
Radhe, Radhe.
Oh, Dayanidhi Ki Jai. You hear me?
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay, without microphone. Powerful guy. How are you, my dear? Radhe, Radhe. We wait for you. When are you coming?
In half of the March.
Half March.
Mm-hmm.
Anandamai coming also?
Yes, yes, of course.
Jai. Gurudev like a kangen, my dear. So you're very fortunate. You will have the water when you come in March. So Radha Mohan is loving flow, going through it beautifully, my dear. By the blessing of Radha Mohan and the Gurudev, now we have the water for all devotees. That's my purpose. Wellness and health. And spiritual energizer. I'm so happy. Gurudev gave me so much love in these 2 months, my dear. Sorry if I spoke, but that's because difficult with me to meet him. He's very busy, very super busy. So now I speak in front of the devotee how me and Dayanidhi love each other so much. Say, Dayanidhi, please.
Yes, of course.
I am still always your young brother, right? In the mood, you know my style. I like a bambino, you know. Capisci, voglio dire. Giocherellone.
Thank you, Goranga Sundara, so much for your for the nectar, and I really was very inspired by your words. Thank you for sharing your heart with us.
Thank you very much, all of you.
Grazie, grazie.
Grazie, grazie.
Grazie, grazie.
Grazie, all devotees. Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev, all devotees. Thank you, Goranga. Grazie.
Grazie, grazie.
Grazie, grazie.
This is Goranga I like very much because to reach Siddhadeha, this we have to practice. Only imagine that I will be in Siddhadeha is not possible without this. Sadhakdeha has to do this. Without Sadhakdeha, not listen and not chanting. Listening is also important. You say one thing very nice. One is hearing and one is listening. I like this word. I hear many things, but listen once I accept from my heart and take this in our heart. And practice is very rare. Is a drinking. This listening is a drinking to keep and satisfied with that. So very thankful to understand meaning of listening. Not only hearing, listening. Wow. You think, why not I say? What to say? You say better than me. What to say? Nothing is missing. Jai Krishna Tattva, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta, Sai Guru Hai. You are now Guru.
Jai. Jai Ho.
Yes. So who is? No. They are the spiritual master. This is the qualification who knows about Krishna. With Krishna is not without energy. And energy is the Radhika, Ladini Shakti Rupa. You say, I listen. Rupai, Aladini Shakti Rupai, or Jananda Maharaj is reading this. Rupai means the form of Aladini Shakti. She is the original. And all the gopis and manjaris, they are also expansion of Aladini Shakti. She is the original Rupai. So this is our practice, a spiritual body practice, to become like a Aladini Shakti, always in loving. Wow, beautiful, you say the steps, how to do bhajan, how to listen. And this is very helpful. This is the very helpful. I will also try to do that. My dear, thank you for having us.
Arigato gozaimasu, Gurudev.
That is a big goal.
This is just your words and your instructions, and I'm very bad in implying that. That's the point. I'm talking.
I need the blessing from all Vaishnava that I can apply in myself. Yeah. Everybody needs this help to this sadhana because yeah. He is the unbalanced because of the false ego. If he is not balanced, then how I will move for right direction? Right?
Yes. We are learning from you.
No,
how
I'm
to be balanced. No.
I'm learning from you, my dear.
No.
I'm a student to learn this thing.
Thank you for this chastisement.
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.